الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May all the way Ramadan Mubarak is on our doorstep. May Allah send. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Allah give us all the barakah of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan. We are hearing mayyats are taking place. People right on the eve of Ramadan, but they didn't get this year's Ramadan. We don't know if we will get, make our niyyah that we, Allah give us Ramadan and we make the maximum out of it. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, Allah keep us safe for Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana, and all the conditions, hal, ahwal of Ramadan must be also all conducive for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And what we gain, may Allah keep it with us safe and protected right through till Jannah forever, inshallah. Today's talk is just basically on what we should be doing in Ramadan. The details of it, inshallah, we will discuss in during the month of Ramadan, and the details will never come to an end. But just say the index, the contents of the prayer of the book, what things we have to be doing, we'll try and discuss that. Before that, let us understand what this great month of Ramadan is. On the, Allah Ta'ala beautifies Ramadan from the beginning of the year, that means from Muharram. So for 9 months, Ramadan is beautified by Allah for the coming of Ramadan. Jannah is beautified for the coming of Ramadan. Then when the first night of Ramadan comes, then it's a complete, fascinating atmosphere in Jannah. Every year in Ramadan, and the whole environment is just different. And a cool breeze blows from under the arsh of Allah, which is called Muthira, which causes all the doorbells of the doors of Jannah, the leaves of the trees of Jannah, to all rustle and give off a melodious sound, such that was never heard before. Then the beautiful hours of Jannah appear on the balconies of the palaces of Jannah, and they call out to the keeper of Jannah, Ridwan, "Oh Ridwan, which night is this?" Which is a very special night, which will be, perhaps Allah knows, Friday night or Saturday night for us here. But they call out, which is this night? Say the first night of Ramadan. And then they call out, then they ask, is there anyone prepared to marry us? That is to do all the amal of this blessed month. So we are getting proposals from the hoors of Jannah. And for us to accept that is we have to do what we are supposed to do. So Allah gives us tawfiq, inshallah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Inna li Rabbikum azza wa jal fi ayyami dahrikum. Allah Ta'ala has got during the days of your time, nafahat, special moments, very special moments. Fata'arradu laha. Accept those special moments, very special. And like, this is from Allah Ta'ala's side. And sometimes we'll get the chance, we'll explain, like by Buzurgs also, even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he told Sahaba on various occasions, ask what you want to, it's a special moment. What you're going to ask, you're going to get. And Buzurg al-Din also, the special murid also, they told them when they were so happy with their khidmat, ask what you want to, and you will get what you ask. So Allah also has got those special moments. And the whole month of Ramadan is filled with how many moments, how many seconds in the month of Ramadan, they are filled with those. And then we are advised that when they come, then present yourself. And a person who gets one nafha of that nafahat, ila yisfa abada, he never becomes shaqi, he'll never be evil, he will be righteous and pious forever. So that is here for us. So in this month, One, it is known, it is Mahisiyam, the month of rosas. So the most important thing that we have to do in this month is to keep our rosas. Rosas are only farz in the month of Ramadan. This is the only occasion that we get to keep this rosa. And the reward for this rosas are so great that those who keep this rosa, the Ahmad say, what a horrible, terrifying day it will be. The sun will be just overhead. People will be melting in their sweat. Allah will be in that jalal, that awe of his, which he was never before. People will realize that we are not even ants. We are nothing in front of Allah. People will be running helter-skelter for help, the way the conditions will be. On that day, these people who kept these rosas, they will be in the shade of the throne of Allah. No worry whatsoever. The best of food in front of them. And they will be seeing the people there in Medan-e-Hashr. But they will be kept here. So this is the occasion. What a total occasion. So with regard to that, very important, we don't stay hungry. We keep rosa. There is a great difference between staying hungry and keeping rosa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, many are the people who only stay hungry in Ramzan. They didn't keep rosa. And all that they got was the pangs of hunger. Many are the ones who stay awake at night and get no sawab. Only the difficulty of staying awake. So Allah make us those who will be fasting. And we have to see there that we are not feasting. Because just to analyze our food, normally what we eat is not in our homes. Every day is a simple, straightforward food. When we have some invitation, da'wah, we prepare extra. But otherwise, it's just ordinary. But in Ramzan, it's like every day we have an invitation. Rich food, more food. At every time, we think that the whole day I'm going to be hungry, so let me eat extra. And by iftari time, we forgot we ate extra, we covered up already. So again, we say the whole day I was hungry, let me eat extra. So quantity also, we eat more. And the rich food, or Ramzan, we eat almost every day the savouries, the desserts, that rich food which we don't normally eat. So we are really, when we are feasting in Ramadan, we are causing more harm to the body. Physically also, the best medicine for the body is fasting. But when we destroy it with our feasting, and on a hungry stomach, if a person eats the right things, his body benefits tremendously. And on a hungry stomach, if you eat the wrong thing, the deep fries, etc., the rich food, and then you destroy your health also. So physically also, and then spiritually. Allah, inshallah, we'll discuss all this in detail. And then to make it a fast, to fast in Ramadan, ulama have written that there are six types of fast that we have to keep. Fast of the eyes also. So that is a rosa, that we don't look at any haram. Whether it is out on the streets, those of us who are fortunate, and we have made niyat of atikaf, even nafil atikaf, whatever atikaf, well, inshallah we won't be seeing all the filth of the street. But the cell phone, and the words and the cell phone, our mind and our heart. People, we can make laws in the khanqah, no cell phones allowed. But nobody can make law for your brains and your mind, that what you must think about and what thoughts you entertain. So keep rosas of that also, that we don't see any of the haram. And worse, if we are seeing a haram, why we in atikaf, whether it's in our mind and heart. Worse than that, in namaz. Worse in that namaz which comes only once a year, which we should really go out of our way for Taraweeh namaz. We should open our hearts. There is only one opportunity we're getting for Taraweeh. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the rosa of the eyes, rosa of the tongue, very, very important also. Even here while we are in Attica, if we are at home, we lose our temper very easily with the wives, with the children, with the workers, etc. Here also amongst ourselves, watch what we speak. And the best is not to speak. only what is absolutely essential. And etiquette means that, seclusion. So you must be secluded. When you are talking, you're not secluded. You must be in your, what you call that, just in your cocoon. You must be. This is, that's why the tents are made. Actually, everyone must get his own tent, and just in his cocoon, he's got nothing to do with the world. In the Khanqa of Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in Jalalabad, people used to come and spend time in the Khanqa for 40 days, 4 months. At the end of 4 months, 40 days, they stayed together in the room. But they didn't know one another's name. They didn't know from where he came. That was not their business. We, in our first meeting, we know the whole history. And we know the father and the grandfather. And we know where and where they got connections and what work they do. Everything in the first meeting we know. That's not our work. We are not appointed as research officers. And we don't have to take tests of anything and who are the type of people who are coming and that. We got our work. A person who focuses. And that is a tikaf, to learn to focus. So our eyes also, our tongue, our ears also. Today music is in the masjid also. On the phone, and even if you say you want to listen to like good programs, but how many good qiraat, nasheed, and they got music in the background. All the bayans of ulama were totally averse to photography, to music. Their bayans also had in the back, there's music playing. So, and backbiting, backbite is haram. To listen to backbiting is equally haram. Not that it's also haram, it is equally haram to listen. So if somebody else is backbiting about somebody and we just listen, the guna is the same. So don't break our rozas. According to ulama, certain ulama and sahaba, all these things, just like eating and drinking, breaks your roza. These things also actually break your roza. But the ruling of the ulama, your roza does not break, but it doesn't remain a roza also. And all the benefits of roza then we will lose. Then roza of our mind and heart also, our thinking. Roza of the stomach, that is, see what we eat. Today with this stunning of animals and this mass slaughtering, are we eating halal? And we are required to eat halal and tayyiba. Not only halal, but what is pure. And every person, as a person, won't just put anything in his eyes. Don't just put anything in your mouth also. Be very careful when you put something in your mouth. 3 things you must observe. First of all, your aqidah must be correct. That whatever is made, which is halal and tayyiban, Allah made it. And benefit and harm is not in that thing. It is in the hands of Allah. Even medicine we take, even sleep, in the sleep is not our benefit, in the medicine is not our benefit. It's in the command of Allah Ta'ala. So our aqidah must be correct. Then our niyat, we must do it only for the pleasure of Allah. And that requires time. Eating we do because we enjoy eating. But eat for the pleasure of Allah. Then see, we'll only eat when we have to eat. We'll only eat what we have to eat. And we'll only eat how much we have to eat if we eat for the pleasure of Allah. But when we're eating for the nafs, then any and every time there's something in the mouth all the time. And anything is in the mouth all the time. So ikhlas. And then the sunnah tariqah of eating. All the sunnah of eating, usually we only start with the sunnah tariqah. But first, aqidah is most important. Second, niyat is important. And then it is what we eat. And make sure what we lift up, it must be halal and tayyiba. Don't be shy. Find out what you are eating. So Allah gives tawfiq. And then the other roza, the 6th roza, after keeping my roza, my Ramadan, any ibadat, is it accepted by Allah? Have that worry. If we don't have that worry, then like namaz also, we made maghrib, who of us got that thought, I don't know if it's accepted by Allah. That fear that, ya Allah, accept it. I don't know. And we know what the quality of our namaz is. It's far from being accepted. But we ask of the mercy of Allah that you accept it. So Ramzan also, every roza, every day iftari time, at the end of Ramadan, more even that we don't know my Ramzan, whether it was accepted by Allah, whether it was rejected. Then that will be a Ramadan. Then after that comes the five times namaz. There are many people who keep their rozas, but they don't make their namazes. No, but roza is farz. Once in a year, namaz is for us five times a day throughout the year. There is no roza. There are certain days haram to keep roza, but there are no days or times when it is haram. Yet there is a delay. In Arafat, you don't make your Maghrib namaz. You will make it in Muzdalifah. But no namaz is cancelled. No Zohar on Jumu'ah, but there is Jumu'ah namaz on Friday. So our five times namaz. And namaz also, this is the time. Fortunate will be that person who makes effort on his namaz this Ramadan, and his Eid will be, now he's got namaz. It's no more an exercise. Like roza mustn't be feasting, and roza mustn't be staying hungry. It must be roza. Namaz mustn't be an exercise. Best exercise, more than jogging and jumping, more than all, is namaz as an exercise. But namaz is not meant, it comes worthy, but it is not for exercise, it is a ibadah. So Ramadan gives us tawfiq, and fortunate is that person who on each night he gets the gift of namaz. That his namaz is that which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Ju'ayla qurratu ayni fi salat. The coolness of my eyes has been made in namaz, that now we look forward to namaz. And the sign of that will be that on each night, as it comes in the hadith, and as the sheikh laments and says, many people were making ibadah the whole Ramadan, but each night they slip away in unmindfulness. Then we look forward to that namaz will be more sweeter than our sleep. That namaz will be more sweeter than our khur, which Allah gave us in this dunya. Our wives, those who say 30 days at Iftar, and they want to get home on each night because they want to make first night again. So more sweeter than first night will be every night with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then just as we heard, Taraweeh, the importance of Taraweeh namaz. Now, it comes in the hadith that Allah has made the rule of first of the month of Ramadan, and He has made the Taraweeh optional for the night, which of the might explain, it is Sunnah al-Mu'akkadah. And this namaz is 20 rakats. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam performed Taraweeh for the Sahaba 20 rakats. Then the news spread, there were few Sahaba who came. The spirit which went viral. More people came for the next night. All enjoyed the Taraweeh. Third night, even more. Fourth night, the masjid was full to capacity. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come out from his tent. Then, like it is common, they made some sounds like somebody coughing to like remind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's time now to come, it's time to make namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come out. And then he said, if I had come out and I should have continued, I fear Allah would have made Taraweeh for us on the Ummah. And that should have been difficult and hard on the Ummah. Therefore, I didn't. So it's not for us, but still the value of Taraweeh. It's extremely, ulama have explained that this is the month of love making with Allah Ta'ala. And the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala, the closest thing is love making. When he finds the sweetness and enjoyment of namaz, he's in sajda. أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَعْجِ. The most close you are to Allah is when you are searching sajda. So Allah gave 40 extra sajda. This should be a source of happiness to us. That Allah gave me 40 extra sajda to be close to Him. Not that we feel it a burden. Not at all. This is a kind of a hypocrite that we feel it a burden. And that we will make namaz the earliest Taraweeh and the shortest and the fastest Taraweeh we are to make. No, a person, the first night, he doesn't look for a place where he can spend the least time with his wife and very quickly just finish up everything and over.
He wants to be the longest night, and he will enjoy what Allah gave us this whole 30 days of Taraweeh. We should look forward to that. So this Taraweeh with all its details, it should be do it. Don't wait till the Imam goes in ruku, then we join the Namaz. Don't be looking at our mobile. And wait, then when the Imam is going in ruku, then quickly we join the Namaz. And the mobile is the worst inviter of the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. It is either a hell phone that takes you to hell, or it's a cell phone that puts you in a cell, in a jail. That you have no peace of mind. Wherever you are, your phone is ringing. You're checking this message. You know, no more even your own. Forget being your wife. Forget being Allah. You don't remain your own for your own self also. So don't become a slave. Let the slave cell phone be a slave to you. Your shop must be a slave of for you. You don't become the slave of your shop and your job. We mustn't use the phone to our benefit. Not that the phone exploits us and destroys us. Allah give us tawfiq. And this is also a must if we stay away from the phone and we come to use it only for our advantage. You benefit tremendously whole year, whole life. Otherwise you get destroyed. Then Quran Sharif, it is connected so closely you can't separate the two from Quran Sharif. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Just quickly, everyone, whoever, pick up the hands for last Ramzan, who made one khatam. Just quickly. So many of us, we didn't make our khatam. And to make minimum one khatam in Ramadan, and again quickly pick up our hands, those who make khatam after Ramadan till now, this Shaban till Ramadan, during the whole year, those who made at least one khatam. Many of us haven't made that our khatam. And that is the least, otherwise the Quran will lay a charge against us. And worse than that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will lay a charge against us on behalf of the Quran. That charge will never be withdrawn in the court of Allah. And we stand no chance then if that charge is laid against us. So make khatam of Quran, read Quran Sharif. As much as we see our Buzurgan again, how they should go out of the way. It is said of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullahi, all our Buzurg. Because when you become so called a Buzurg, and everyone wants to meet you, you have no time for yourself. And then even to do your basic mamulat, you can't. This one, this mashura, that one, that mashura. This one wants to meet, that one, tahani, this one, dua, this one, some mashura. So you get no time. So Mufti Sahib should pull a sheet over him like he's sleeping. But then he should be reading all the time. And he should do a complete reading of Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif reading, and innumerable cases how the Buzurg gave their lives for Quran Sharif tilawat. So this is a thing. Yeah, we have a system. Inshallah, it will be put in operation again. The 24 hours we try and have Quran Sharif being recited. And also we try and find out from individuals how much they have read. Well, anonymously, people don't have to give any, but so that we could encourage the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then zikrullah is very important. In this ayat where Allah mentions about Ramzan and fasting, ya ayyuhalladhina kutiba alaykum as-siyam, there fazkuruni azkurkum, zikr of Allah. And one special zikr which has been given in the hadith, there are four things that you must do. Two you can't do without, and two, Allah will be happy. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi min al-nar. La ilaha illallah, so who does everyone knows it? While we are going down to eat, carry on reading La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Allah will be so happy instead of talking. And what we are going to talk about? Today's roza, it was very hot today. Who doesn't know it was hot? All things was hot. Today the roza went very easy. All that, what we got to do with that? If you read La ilaha illallah, one time La ilaha illallah, what is the value of it? So great. Nastaghfirullah. Oh Allah, your forgiveness. Allah loves that person. And whose nama, record of deeds on Qiyamah Day, lot of istighfar will come out. That person will be very fortunate. Then, As'alullahu Jannah, ask Allah, wa'udhu bika minan nar. So this, if we can read it minimum 100 times, and what Buzurgs have classified as abundance, kathra, is 300. So try and read it 300 times. And if we read it after every namaz 75 times, 75 times, times no, 60 times, it won't take any time. 60 times will go very far. And read it with release and enjoyment. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. And read it 60 times every namaz, we manage it easily. 300, and that is abundance. And Allah loves that which is done. And besides that, all the other zikr. Yeah, we will be doing our zikr of La ilaha illallah, Allah. Then after Fajr, after Isha. Whether we are here or we are not, wherever, try and complete our 100th minimum of La ilaha illallah and 100th of Allah. And the whole zikr, there is no limit to explain the importance, the value of your zikrullah. How much? The greatest, the most command that has come in the Quran Sharif is of zikr. And zikr is the only command where Allah says zikran kathira. For iman, Allah didn't say kathira. For namaz, Allah did not say kathira. For roza, Allah did not say kathira. For zikr, Allah says zikran kathira. So as much as we can zikr, then du'as are very important. Make sure we fix our time. In fact, for Ramadan, 2-3 slots of du'a. One is very easy, we have. We're going to get up for sehri, inshallah. So just get up 5 minutes early and give 5 minutes for du'a. Make du'a for ourselves, du'a for our family, du'a for the ummah, du'a for our akhirat, our qabr. Qiyamah Day, what is going to be like? Crossing full sirat. For all that du'a, this is the time to make du'a. And du'as are such a thing, Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika that stop with all your own ibadah and say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of, on the rujidar of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the fish in the water, the birds in the trees and air, the fish, the sword, the end, everything, Allah tells them to say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah. From Maghrib till Sehri time, finisher, Allah Himself comes the closest to us. And Allah asks us personally, what do you want? You want rosy? You need some, you need health, your health, you got problems, you want shifa, whatever. So 24 hours is time for du'a. And the du'as of the fasting person are readily accepted. And Allah made us, and we all want make du'as. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he used to see his children, he should engage more in ibadah. And say, for their sake, I'm making ibadah. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. If the parents are righteous and pious, the children are going to benefit from it. So for their goodness, well-being, we make more ibadah. Ramzan is the time. So du'as are very, very important. Then, one time, Hazrat Imam Masih al-Dasab rahmatullah asked the people that Ramzan, what we do? Keep roza. What else we do? Tilawat. What else? Namaz. Then he asked, what else? Then all kept quiet. Somebody said, zakat we take out, which is also common in the ummah, that people take out the zakat in Ramadan. So zakat we take out then. He said, another very important farah, more greater than all these, is hila, tolerance. To be tolerant. And then he explained the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, should I not show you an amal which is more greater than the person who fasts every day of the year? And whole night he makes ibadah more greater than that. What is that? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, a person who has got tolerance, whose shock absorbers are very good. Anyone tells him whatever they want to. One Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, rahmatullah alayh, when he was old, he lost his eyesight, and as the Sheikh's father, Mawlana Yahya, used to read his correspondence for him. So one time he came, he read, and he stopped. He said, what happened? He said, I can't read now. So what? He said, what terrible things they have written about you. He said, really, it's all from Allah's side. And to test us and to give us higher stages. Then putting like a mountain on his heart, he had to read those words. Terrible, terrible thing. Then after that, Maharishi Ahmed Ganguly laughed. And he said, what terrible ammunition. But he didn't hurt us in the least. But he didn't harm us in the least. But what a bombs they left off. But he didn't harm us in the least, but whatsoever. So that tolerance we have to have. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, must I not show you an amal more greater than that also? Then he said, to be tolerant with your wife. With your wife you don't become angry. And Madhuraji explained, your wife will call you a fool also. Bewakuf, nalaik, you stupid. Your wife will tell you all types of things, absorbing God. So that is also our Ramzan, the month of Sabah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the month of Sabah. So if a person graduates from this month of Ramadan with Sabah, with the degree of Sabah at the end, and more higher than Sabah, Hilam, and tolerance, that's like you've got a good car, absorbers, your shock absorbers are good, you go over potholes, you don't feel them also. And if you really got such shock absorbers that you go over dead holes also, and you don't even feel it, you have still a smooth ride. And you'll have a smooth righty ride in life. Whether the wife tells you what she wants to, whether the other people, other your contemporaries, your friends and your critics, they pass all type of criticism and you just smiling it away all the time. And if you got that, what your life is Jannat here already. So this is also to be acquired. This is also one of the things that we have to acquire. Then our zakat and our sadaqah. It comes in the hadith sharif that when a person gives sadaqah in the part of Allah, Allah Ta'ala accepts it with his right hand. Allah hasn't got hands and bodily features like we have got. In other words, Allah accepts it very happily. If you give a person who is desperately need, you see, it happens, you give some, and just the tears, the person can't help you. Tears, how much I appreciate. More than that, Allah accepts it. You gave it to a poor person, an orphan, a widow, whoever you gave it to. But actually, you are giving it to Allah. If our niyat comes right, and you gave it in Allah's hand, Allah made the means in this dunya, Allah accepts it. And then, Allah grows that investment. Like you have people here, you give them your money, your capital, and they grow the investment. In one riwayat it comes, if you give half a piece of khajur, then Allah grows it till it becomes the size of Mount Ararat. And Qiyamah Day Allah will give it back to you. Just with the investment you gave, yes, your investment back. Half a khajur, and if you give a kilo of khajur, and if you give 10 kilos of khajur, and you look after the poor and the needy, and one riwayat it comes, like for example, a person has got he's keeping goats, and a kid is born, a baby goat, and you grow it up till it becomes big, or a horse, or a camel, or whatever. Like that, Allah makes your sadaqah, and Allah grows it to full strength. And Qiyamah Day, Allah will give it back to you. So this is the month for sadaqah also. This is the month for mawasat, kindness, to show kindness to people. Not a month to take out our anger. Not a month to show that I got roza, so I'm an angry, hungry man, is an angry man. And we take out our anger on our wives, on the workers, for anyone, anything, we're banging around. Doors we are banging to no benefit. And we break something, we have to repair it, we have to pay for it now. We put something down, bang it and throw it down. We're just showing our own true colors what we have got. This is the month of that the person got rosa, more khilam, more sabr in that person. Then of course is the night of Laylatul Qadr. And make every night Laylatul Qadr. Read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Mulk. Tabarak al-Ladhi between Maghrib and Isha. And every night is Laylatul Qadr. And what? How much is Laylatul Qadr? Khayrun min al-fishar. Not equal to 1,000 months. And 1,000 months, how many nights? 30,000 nights. So each night is better than 30,000 nights. And this is nafal, which comes to the value of a farz. If a person is selling some item for 1,000 rand, and in 1 month of the year, that is increased by 70. That means the same article you are selling, normally 1,000 rand, but in that month you will get 70,000. Who won't wait eagerly for that month? That when that month comes, now my things are going to be sold, everything in my shop. Something is 1,000, something is 5,000, something is 10,000. But in that 1 month of the year, the price is going to put up to 70. It's going to, so 70 times 10,000 is how much? 700,000. Who won't wait for that? Allah makes that we wait. And some wuzurs have explained that this is the month in which the price of scrap metal, iron, steel, is made the price of gold. You scrap metal, they pay you peanuts for it. It's more expensive to get it to there. What they give you for that is more expensive to get it to there. But if they say that in this 1 month, whoever comes with steel, with scrap iron, we pay them the price of gold. So how much is scrap iron? Anyone got any idea how much they pay for kilo? Peanuts. And a kilo of gold, not a gram, not an ounce. A kilo of gold is made this value. This is the money that is coming to us. And if we still don't take, we would say that if that is the case, people will rip off their door frames also, which are made of steel. Thin steel, very thin steel. All the windows, they will sort out afterwards, whatever. Crooks come, or rain come, or wind will come. But now is the time for this. The steel is going to get the price of gold. Were you worried about the window? We'll build mansions with it now. So this is the month that is coming here now. That Allah Ta'ala is giving us the opportunity to earn greatly. So let us not waste our time. And Laylatul Qadr every night. And then Nawafil. There is a month that we try and increase our nawafil. Allah gave us the 5 times the month, the value is increased by 70. And all the nafils is made the value of the farz. And then all the nawafil, let us make sure we make our ishraq, our chaas, awwabin, tahajjud, make it all and try and do it as much as we can. Salatu tasbih. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to read twice Salatu tasbih. In the morning also, in the afternoon, when all are having their sweet sleep, he should read Quran Sharif, not short surahs. He should make his khatam in his Salatul Tasbih. And Salatul Tasbih itself, 300 times, third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allah. The first 10 nights are the rahmat of Allah. He just opened and all the 7 doors of Jahannam are closed. 8 doors of Jannat are flung open. All the shayateen are chained up and thrown deep, far away into the sea. And now don't spoil the rozas of my Nabi, Muhammad. And now it is Rahmat. And then by the second 10 nights, Maghfirah. And by the last 10, Itqum Minan Nar. Salvation, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Then what to say about the i'tikaf, especially of the last 10. Fortunate are those who made already i'tikaf, even if it is nafal the first 10 days. And we are in i'tikaf, you are secluded now, which means you are exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. And the last 10 nights, even those who don't sit for i'tikaf, you see the tent in the masjid, and it gives you a feeling of piety, a feeling of farishtas are around here. All farishtas, white tent right through. It's like farishtas chambers that are being prepared here. And the last 10 nights are so great, and the i'tikaf of the last 10 nights, inshallah. And then comes the great thing of Laylatul Jaiza, the night of prize giving. Like students wait for the Jalsa, when we get our prizes, when we get our dastarbandi, when we get our certificates. So like that, if we do spend the night, the Ramadan correctly, it will be also, we look forward for Laylatul Jaiza. And then the last night of Ramadan has got great value also. Then the night of Eid is again separate. That has got again separate value. This is the wonderful opportunity Allah has given us. Let us not destroy it. Let us make the best of it. Pass this message to our families. Pass it to others also. The whole ummah, let us appreciate. We won't get another Ramadan this year again. Until next year's Ramadan, no other. And all our ibadat we try and do it, iman wa ihtisaba. That with iman and with the full conviction, we're going to get the reward of Allah Ta'ala. And like salat, to salat in muwaddati, like my last in Ramadan. Take this Ramadan, which Allah granted to all of us, pass it as though it's my last. This Isha we're going to make now. Make it is my last Isha of my life. So with that too, concentration, devotion, make that Isha. When I'm reading Quran Sharif, this is my last time, this one quarter supara. One supara I'm reading, it's my last one. So if we do that, every last of our ibadah, the quality will just improve all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq, accept us, and make this Ramadan a real great Ramadan, turning point in our life, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah allahumma bihamdihi, wa shirullahi bihamdihi.